a destroyer of worlds. I suppose we all thought that, one way or another. Robert Oppenheimer, on the first successful test of a nuclear bomb from the 1965 television documentary, The Decision to Drop the Bomb. A note to readers. The young ensign from Brooklyn looks at his wife, who is holding their newborn son. The baby is big, more than 10 pounds. The ensign has been back from the Pacific for more than 2 years and is starting a new life as father and provider. William James O'Reilly hopes his new son will follow in the tradition of his ancestors, hard-working Irish Catholics who value family and loyalty over money and material things. He and his bride of just over a year, Angela, are thrilled with their baby boy, whom they name Billy, William James O'Reilly, Jr. Bill and Angela married in New York City's St. Patrick's Cathedral in 1948. She already had a good job as a physical therapist at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital in Manhattan, and it is there baby Billy is born. Ensign O'Reilly, with a college degree from St. Francis College and military training at the College of the Holy Cross, is trying to decide on a career direction. Now, with the arrival of the baby, the urgency of that decision is more pronounced. The newlywed couple lives in a small apartment just over the George Washington Bridge in northern New Jersey. Money is tight. Already the ensign is regretting leaving the Navy, where there was security and direction. Unlike many of his peers, Bill O'Reilly Sr. loved his time in the service. He learned much during the occupation of Japan, the experience bringing him a measure of respect for the Japanese people who, in his opinion, endured the occupation with discipline. Soon, the ensign will move his wife and baby to the teeming New York City suburb of Levittown on Long Island. Here, inexpensive housing is being built, and mortgages for veterans are favorable. The price for a simple two-bedroom home is $8,000. Both Bill and Angela will live there until they die. My father was always nostalgic for the Navy and fascinated by World War II. He firmly believed he would have been killed if MacArthur's land invasion had come to fruition. His ship, the Oneida, was set to ferry hundreds of Marines close to the beaches of Japan. Only later did my father find out that thousands of Japanese kamikaze pilots were waiting to attack the U.S. fleet. The carnage would have been devastating. And so it is that Ensign O'Reilly, his wife and their two children, my sister Janet arriving 2 years later, built yet another traditional American family over the decades of the 1950s and 1960s. My dad never prospered in the marketplace, keeping his job as a low-level financial analyst for almost 30 years. As a child of the Great Depression, he valued a steady paycheck more than anything. Thus, he settled for a pedestrian job and allowed his vast talents for communication to go undeveloped. Not usually introspective, my father was convinced of one certainty, which he shared with me on a few occasions. His very existence, and therefore my life as well, was likely saved by a terrible bomb and a gut-wrenching presidential decision that is still being debated to this day. But for the young ensign and his present-day son, there really is no debate, only a stark reality. Had the A-bombs not been used, you would very likely not be listening to this book. Bill O'Reilly. Key players. U.S. Government. Franklin D. Roosevelt, President of the United States from March 4, 1933 until his death on April 12, 1945. Harry S. Truman, President of the United States from April 12, 1945 to January 20, 1953. Henry L. Stimson, Secretary of War in the Roosevelt and Truman administrations. Japanese Government and Military. Hirohito, Emperor of Japan. Tomoyuki Yamashita, Army General. Hideki Tojo, General of the Army and Prime Minister from October 1941 to July 1944. Bunaiki Koiso, Prime Minister from July 22, 1944 to April 7, 1945. Kantaro